I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey everybody, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with managing editor Sam Stein. Sam wasn't that busy this afternoon, wanted to do a few videos with me, and I'm cool with that, and I like doing videos, I like talking to y'all, and he sent some ideas, and one of the ideas he sent was, how about we do a video on MTG blaming the Jews for killing JFK?
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that one had kind of just glazed on past my eyes. Like,
isn't that the problem?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it is, but I just, you know, when MTG does a tweet that's longer than the 280 characters, that's just kind of a scroll past for me. I am coming in this blind. All I know is the context you have given, that apparently she blamed the Jews for killing JFK. I don't know why she did, and I want you to educate me.
Okay, I mean, well, let's do it this way. I'll just go through the tweet, and you stop me when you have thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Also, you make a compelling point that they should never have scrapped the character limit at Twitter. Yeah. And nothing good happens after 280. Nothing good happens after 140.
I like the 280. I liked the 280 upgrade.
Well, it made you think if you did 140. All right, our Marjorie Taylor Greene responding to Mark Levin, who called her stupid and said she kept banging her head against the wall because she was against the president's actions in Iran. Okay. This is what Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say in response from her official
account. Just really quick, Mark Levin, for people who don't know, he went by The Great One. He was a talk radio host who kind of like rode in Sean Hannity's wake. He is a strong neocon, and there's been this huge fight going on between Levin, who's been much more like pro-regime change MAGA, and kind of the isolationist MAGA. And so there's been a lot of infighting, a lot of monkeys throwing poop at each other. And so anyway, that's kind of the backstory of why
the other backstory is that
MTG are going at each other.
And the other backstory is, unlike, I will give her some credit, I suppose, unlike other MAGA non-interventionists, Marjorie Taylor Greene has like stuck to it. And she's not found some post-hoc rationalization for supporting Trump bombing Iran. She's been like against it. Okay, here we go.
You don't ever have to hand it to MTG. Okay, here we go. MTG. Let's read the tweet.
Quote, "This is extremely sick and disturbing. Please read to the end. Mark, Mark, you have the exact same tone and language that the psychopaths used that send me death threats every single day. You should be fired from Fox News, and shame on Fox if they condone this. Let me introduce you to my friend Jesus."
Oh, you know. Is Mark like, so Mark Levin is Jewish, I assume. I don't actually know, though.
I think he's Jewish. It's
Jewish.
It's a very Jewish surname. So,
should we
Google this?
Mark Levin, one of three boys born in Philly to a Jewish family.
There you go.
So there you go. Went to Temple. Didn't know that. Go Owls. All right, continue.
Wait, which Temple? just joking.
No, you're right. He did both. He involved a Temple. It looks like maybe a high school and law school.
Okay, Jewish Temple and Temple. All right, here we go. Keeping going. Let me introduce my friend Jesus. He said, quote, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the one and only Son of God. Jesus was put to death on a Roman cross and died as a one-time sacrifice for our sins. Jesus is the Lamb of God." You can read about Jesus in Isaiah 53:5-12.
There's a little, just a little subtext about the Jews killing Jesus also.
A little? That's the text, man.
Oh, you think it's the text? Okay, got it.
It's like, hey, continue. Your people killed my guy.
Okay, got it. All
Jesus will return one day, and those that did not recognize him, that's a typo on her part, will mourn. He will bring everlasting peace to all the earth, and his kingdom will have no end. Jesus also says, pray for your enemies. I will do my best to pray for you. But I will be.
This is still a tweet. We're still doing it. The tweet is still going. Okay.
This is like a biblical verse. But I will be watchful now. I don't know what that means. There was once a great president that the American people loved. He opposed Israel's nuclear program, and then he was assassinated. That was just dropped into the middle of it.
And at first, I thought he was talking about, she was talking about Trump. I was like, Trump opposed the Israel nuclear program? No, JFK did, and then he was assassinated. So is that a common theory that JFK was assassinated by the Jews?
Honestly, it's the first time I've heard, but I have to admit it makes sense.
Is that the end of the tweet, or does it keep going?
No, it keeps going. But I will.
I kind of want to hear what's. Wait, hold on. What's right out? Can we just read the sentence before and after the JFK thing? I just need a little more context.
All right, backing up a little bit. Jesus also says, "Pray for your enemies. I will do my best to pray for you, but I will be watchful now." There was once a great president that the American people loved. He opposed Israel's nuclear program, and then he was assassinated. I am for peace. I oppose war, including wars Israel wages. Should I feel that my life is in danger now, too? What about President Trump, who strongly rebuked
Israel? So that's kind of an implication there, then, that MTG is suggesting that maybe she should be worried that the Jews might kill her.
That's not an implication. She's directly saying, I'm worried. Should I be worried that the Jews might come for me with, she didn't say it, but with their space lasers? So then it finishes with, what about President Trump, who strongly rebuked Israel this morning for continuing to attack Iran? Ooh, boy.
It looks the Jewish Zionist Mossad conspiracies about JFK, and I'm sure they go back a while, but they've been kind of reanimated by this recent kind of release of materials.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm reading the replies right now to her tweet, and boy.
I guess in the JFK documents, there was, some references to Zionism.
I don't want to freelance on this, but
but you do have, I guess I'll just say this. If you Google JFK,
I don't want to do it, but
if you Google JFK killed by Jews, the first thing that comes up is a PDF on the NSA.gov. I'm glad we just recklessly started putting all this stuff on the website on NSA.gov, which says President Kennedy's assassination, a Zionist conspiracy? ? So, I didn't go through all of these documents. I don't know exactly which one it is, but that's dated November 25, 63. So, it goes back a ways.
This is how they catch you in the conspiracy theories. Just one Google.
I am very unsusceptible to JFK's conspiracy theories. I had Rob Reiner, who has very strong views.
What are his views?
About inside job style, and he did a whole podcast on it.
Good. Is he podcast. Like an Oliver Stone type?
Yeah. Entertaining, good podcast. I recommend it if you're into JFK stories. I forget what it's called. You can just Google it, Rob Reiner, JFK podcast. And I listened to all of it because I knew I'd be at a dinner with him and I wanted to be prepped. And I kind of made a little joke about it. Wrong thing to joke about. Like 20-minute rabbit hole of Rob Reiner kind of like just like tell. And his wife is looking at me like, why'd you do this?
Not again, Rob.
Why'd you bring this up? But then she was also kind of mad at me. She was like, you don't believe him? You listen to the podcast? Why did you need to follow up? It was so clear. So anyway, I'm neutral on on all of that.
I can't imagine Rob Reiner. Rob Reiner believes
he didn't believe it on the Jews, to be clear.
Good.
He had and I'm not even saying his views are conspiracy. I'm just saying he had a very strongly held view on what might have been afoot. We'll leave it at that.
I don't want to know more. We never bring it up at dinner. I know enough to not bring that shit up. But if I ever had dinner with MTG, I don't plan to, but I will confront her on this because I think our people have endured enough, and I don't feel like we need to be blamed for the Kennedy assassination. Okay, we got enough shit going on.
I agree. We don't need it. Well, what a show. There you go, guys. Subscribe to the feed. This is the only place where you can get material like this. All right. Is this happening on the other on CNN YouTube feed? I don't believe
so. No, but I'm pretty sure there's plenty of YouTube feeds around Kennedy conspiracies. This is a little bit more elevated,
true.
I hope.
It's I don't suspect they're quite as affable and as we are. I think a little bit more faux seriousness.
L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.